أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يتفكروا في أنفسهم ما خلق الله السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وأجل مسمى وإن كثيرا من الناس بلقاء ربهم لكافرون. أولم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم كانوا أشد منهم قوة وأثاروا الأرض وعمروها أكثر مما عمروها وجاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. ثم كان عاقبة الذين أساءوا السوء أن كذبوا بآيات الله وكانوا بها يستهزئون. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the disbelievers, that they know and they have knowledge of the apparent or the superficial, and that is also some of it of the life of this world. And with regards to the hereafter, they are ghafil, they are unconscious, and they are negligent with regards to this. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives them two prescriptions in the next ayat. One is أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. That why do they not ponder within themselves? Why do they not reflect within themselves and realize and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created the skies and the earth and whatever lies in between, but with the truth and also وَأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, for a fixed period of time. If man can ponder and leave the disbelievers out, if you and I can take some time and ponder about this, that this world, this earth, this sky and everything between it is all going to crumble one day, and everything else is going to come to an end. Everything is moving in a fixed orbit, but also everything has its fixed time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to destroy all that. Then what about you and I? We are also going to leave this world. There is no dispute insofar as death is concerned. An atheist also believes we have to leave this world. And hence, if we begin to realize and understand and ponder about this, then we will begin to change. And our maqsad, our objective then will slowly turn towards the hereafter, inshallah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ لَكَافِرُونَ. That certainly most of mankind denies the liqa, denies the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you and I again, we have not denied it, we know it, but we need to bring yaqeen in it. We have iman in it also, but we need to bring yaqeen in it, that we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that day can be now, it can be tomorrow, it can be whenever, because when we leave this world, all our a'mal will come to an end, and obviously that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have begun. The second prescription Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. That why don't they travel the land, the earth, and see what is the result, the consequences of those before them. Now those before them here will refer, as Allah speaks about in the next part of the ayat, those communities and nations that had come down, and obviously Nabis and Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam had come down to them, and they denied these Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. So what was the consequences of their matters, and what was the consequences insofar as their lives were concerned? Allah says, كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَىٰ. On the one hand, and here reference is made to the people of Makkah Mukarramah, they are the addressees, or they are the people Allah is referring to, that the people of the past, the Qawmi Aad, the Qawmi Thamud, etc., they were far more stronger than the people of Makkah Mukarramah. وَأَثَارُ الْأَرْضِ. And number two, they irrigated the lands, and when they irrigated the lands, they done it in great and grand fashion, in that they dug up the earth, and they had found springs and fountains and wells, and they had done all this in the time of the past without the modern equipment that we have. وَعَمَرُوهَا أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا عَمَرُوهَا. Then they developed the land more than the people of Makkah had developed the land. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference here to the people of Makkah, that you in Makkah, your land is barren, you do not have any fruits, you do not have any vegetation, you cannot develop your land like you like to do so. You, when you need any commodities and any goods, then you will travel to Syria and you will travel to Yemen. And in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept a very important secret, that when you go out on these trade missions and these trade journeys, then you will have the opportunity of viewing and seeing the ruins of the people of the past also. So you cannot cultivate your land, but when you go out, you will see all this. And when you see it, you need to take heed and reflect that what they had left and what was the ruins that they had left, that huge and lofty buildings that they had carved out of the mountains, those places that even in those days they had dug the ground and they had mined and they had taken out the gold and silver of this earth and they had utilized it for their homes. So these people developed the land, they tilled the land, and they had done everything very much more than you had done. So intellectually also, as far as the physical strength was concerned, they were much more superior to you, they were more industrious than you were. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then you should need to sit and think and ponder about it. وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And then their prophets had come to them with the very clear signs. فَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. The reality of all this is that although they were a nation that were destroyed, it was not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had oppressed them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made zulm upon them, but they themselves had oppressed themselves and they made the zulm upon themselves. I think very important for us also, that when we look back into our Islamic history, that when you go to places like India, you see the Taj Mahal and you know that that is a Muslim area or was a token of Islam at one particular time, but all that has been lost to the Muslims. You go to Spain and you see all that, and if you read the history, how powerful and mighty this Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was. But when disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come, when materialism had come into this ummah, then all that was lost. So those are the things that we also need to take heed about. Allah says, ثُمَّ كَانَ عَقِبَةَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُ السُّوءَ أَنْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَكَانُوا بِهَا يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And then the very consequences of the evil that they had done was evil because they had refuted the ayats and the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second reason is وَكَانُوا بِهَا يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. They mock the verses and the ayats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.